Donostiako nazioarteko BDS mintegia, mugimendu globala, boikoterako, desinbertsioetarako eta zigorretako kanpainaren alde. Mundu bat eta Pausu Media gobernoz kanpoko erakundek antolatuta. Gipuzkoako Foru Aldundia eta Donostiako udaletxearen laguntzarekin.
Hello, I'm Najwan Berekdar and I'm a board member at Who Profits Organization. Who Profits is a research center that dedicates its work to exposing international and Israeli corporations that are involved in the controlled lands, controlled Palestinian and Syrian land by the Israeli occupation. It operates a database, an online database for these companies concerning their involvement in the illegal settlements and in Israel and the West Bank. And it actually releases an in-depth reports and flash reports about the work of these Israeli and international companies in the illegal settlements. We also provide answers for anyone who comes with the queries from individuals or civil society organizations that are working to promote the international law, social responsibility, and human rights. In the presentation that I've provided today, I've talked about the settlement industry, which includes settlement products like soda stream and many agricultural goods that are being exported abroad. I've also talked about the settlement construction, which involves many international companies like Volvo, like Caterpillar and Hyundai that are involved in the construction of settlements and businesses in the settlements, and also are involved in the house demolition of Palestinians inside the West Bank and East Jerusalem and in the Negev, the south of Israel, that that is a land for Palestinian Bedouins that live in 35 unrecognized villages. I've also talked about settlement services like the cellular, the buses, the transportation, the separate transportation that goes only to the illegal settlements and is only provided for settlers and not for Palestinians, even though it's inside the West Bank. We've also discussed the second criteria, which was the economic exploitation that discusses Palestine as a captive market as a result of Paris Protocol, which imposes the same restrictions on Palestine and Israel, the same taxation, the same restrictions on manufacturing, exporting, and importing of goods. However, it does not take into account the restriction, the Israeli restriction enforced on Palestine, which makes it difficult for Palestine to actually export or import any goods, and turns Palestine into a captive market for Israeli and international products. The third criteria is the use of the use of natural resources, which is, I think, one of the most well-known companies is Ahava, that uses the natural resources of the Dead Sea that is being occupied by Israel. Of course, there's also the security companies that are involved, like G4S, that provide surveillance and provide security for the settlements and the businesses in the settlements, and they also provide surveillance in the prisons that hold political and administrative detainees that are being tortured inside these prisons. G4S is a British company working internationally everywhere, and many companies have been divesting from G4S. In addition to HP, which actually provides the biometric system inside the checkpoints that are illegal, obviously, and they are used to humiliate the Palestinians and restrict their movements. All of these companies, whether international or Israeli companies, are working against the international law. They are doing an illegal work, and therefore we are asking everyone to work and obey and compile to the international law, and thus divest from these companies and call for the boycott of Israel. And WHO Profits provide the information about these international and local companies, and we hope that others advocate to actually divest these companies from the illegal settlements.
Donostiako nazioarteko BDS mintegia, mugimendu globala, boikoterako, desinbertsioetarako eta zigorretako kanpainaren alde. Mundu bat eta Pausu Media gobernoz kanpoko erakundek antolatuta. Gipuzkoako Foru Aldundia eta Donostiako udaletxearen laguntzarekin.